Welcome back to the Tesla Daily. Today's episode is sponsored by Tesla Box, providing real-time Sentry alerts with seamless cloud and on-device backup via a simple USB connection. Now, onto our main story. Elon Musk has seemingly confirmed that the long-awaited $25,000 Tesla for human drivers is officially dead.
Indeed. It's a significant shift from his earlier denial of Reuters reporting. Now he's saying a non-autonomous $25,000 model would be pointless.
It appears his vision has laser-focused onto robo-taxis, specifically the Cybercab. He's essentially betting the farm on full autonomy.
It's a bold, if not reckless, gamble. Remember, Tesla initially projected a 20 million vehicle production target by 2030. This shift away from a mass-market, affordable EV throws that into serious question. It suggests a pivot from volume to high-margin, tech-heavy vehicles.
Absolutely. Musk's claim that the Cybercab will cost $25,000 also raises eyebrows. Considering the advanced tech required for full autonomy, hitting that price point seems highly ambitious, perhaps even unrealistic.
It does. This also throws a wrench into Tesla's competition with Chinese EV makers, who are aggressively targeting the affordable segment. Tesla's strategy seems to be differentiating through technology rather than price, a risky bet in a rapidly expanding market.
The Cybercab's two-door, two-seat configuration further complicates the picture. It's a niche design, seemingly at odds with the practicality one might expect from a robo-taxi. One has to wonder about the target market.
Exactly. It raises questions about the vehicle's utility and overall market appeal. Is it a personal vehicle, a ride-sharing vehicle, or something else entirely? The lack of clarity is concerning.
Ultimately, this move highlights the inherent tension between Musk's grand vision for the future of transportation and the practical realities of the automotive market. It will be interesting to see how this plays out. So DeepRoute just raised a hefty $100 million specifically to compete with Tesla's FSD in China. It's a bold move, considering Tesla's dominance in the ADAS space.
Indeed. DeepRoute's pivot from Level 4 robotaxi development to Level 2 Plus and 3 ADAS is a strategic shift aligning with the current market demand. It's a pragmatic approach, focusing on achievable milestones rather than long-term aspirations.
Their goal of deploying their system in 200,000 cars by the end of 2025 is ambitious, a tenfold increase from their current deployment. This suggests a strong belief in their technology and a clear intent to challenge Tesla's entry into the Chinese market.
It's a race against time. DeepRoute's focus on end-to-end visual language action models is interesting. It indicates a move towards more sophisticated AI that can directly interpret complex driving scenarios, potentially offering a smoother and more responsive driving experience.
This funding, coupled with their partnership with Great Wall Motor, gives them a significant advantage in navigating the complexities of the Chinese market. It will be interesting to see how Tesla responds to this direct challenge.
Absolutely. This competition will ultimately benefit consumers, driving innovation, and pushing the boundaries of autonomous driving technology. It's a pivotal moment for the future of transportation in China and potentially globally.
So, we just discussed DeepRoute's ambitious foray into the Chinese ADAS market. Now let's pivot to a potentially seismic shift in the landscape, the implications of a post-Trump world for Tesla.
It's a fascinating and frankly unsettling scenario to consider. Tesla's valuation has become intrinsically linked to Elon Musk's persona and his often controversial political alignments. A change in administration could trigger a reassessment of the company's worth, especially given its reliance on the meme stock phenomenon.
Precisely. The article highlights Musk's overt support for Trump, raising questions about the potential fallout if Trump loses. While Musk's all-in stance could benefit Tesla under a continued Trump presidency, it also exposes the company to significant risk if the political winds shift.
Beyond the political theater, there's the very real issue of potential legal challenges. The article mentions investigations into campaign finance violations and other alleged wrongdoings. While the wheels of justice turn slowly, these investigations could create significant uncertainty for Tesla investors.
And that uncertainty is compounded by the fact that a Harris administration might prioritize policies that benefit the entire EV market, not just Tesla. While this is good for the overall growth of the industry, it could erode Tesla's current market dominance.
Indeed. Tesla's supercharger network remains a key differentiator, but competitors are catching up. The company's aging product lineup, with the exception of the Cybertruck, further adds to the challenges. A new administration's focus on broader EV adoption might just accelerate this process.
The article also touches upon the psychological impact. Musk's recent rhetoric about being destroyed by Democrats, while likely exaggerated, could still spook investors. It feeds into the narrative of Tesla as a company inextricably tied to its CEO, a risky proposition in times of political uncertainty.
The question then becomes, what's the breaking point? If enough investors lose confidence, we could see a domino effect. A significant drop in stock price could force a strategic reassessment, potentially even leading to Musk's removal from the board. It's a long shot, given the current board composition, but not entirely outside the realm of possibility.
Let's dive into some of the biggest midday market movers. Tesla is up over 4%, continuing its recent volatile streak. This comes despite the broader market uncertainty surrounding the election.
It's interesting to see Tesla react positively, given the previous discussion about potential headwinds under a new administration. Perhaps investors are betting on continued EV sector growth, regardless of the election outcome.
That's a plausible explanation, or it could simply be a relief rally after recent dips. It's hard to pinpoint the exact driver in such a volatile environment. Meanwhile, Palantir is surging over 20% on strong earnings and upbeat guidance. That's a significant jump.
Palantir's performance underscores the ongoing demand for data analytics, particularly in government and enterprise sectors. Their ability to secure lucrative contracts, even amidst political uncertainty, is a testament to their unique offerings.
Absolutely. And on the flip side, we're seeing some notable declines. Wynn Resorts and Cleveland Cliffs are both down over 8% after missing earnings estimates. This highlights the market's sensitivity to performance, especially in sectors like hospitality and materials, which are closely tied to economic conditions.
These individual stock movements, while significant, should be viewed within the larger context of today's market dynamics. The ongoing uncertainty surrounding the election, coupled with lingering inflation concerns, creates a breeding ground for volatility. Investors are reacting quickly to both positive and negative news, leading to these dramatic swings.
So, a rented Cybertruck takes down a porch pirate. The irony of someone stealing a package and getting stopped by what looks like a futuristic tank is pretty rich.
It's a bizarre story, but it raises some serious questions about vigilantism. Even if the renter's intentions were good, using a vehicle as a weapon is incredibly dangerous. What if there had been bystanders, or if the collision had been more severe?
The owner seemed surprisingly nonchalant about the whole thing, more concerned about Turo's insurance than the legal ramifications. It'll be interesting to see if the driver faces any charges.
Absolutely. This could set a dangerous precedent. Imagine if everyone started playing vigilante with their cars. It's a recipe for chaos. And from a purely practical standpoint, the damage to the Cybertruck highlights the potential costs of such actions.
The video is pretty wild, though. Seeing the Cybertruck essentially sandwich the getaway car against a tree is something you don't see every day.
It's definitely dramatic footage, but it's important to remember that this isn't a movie. Real lives are at stake. Hopefully, this incident will spark a conversation about responsible use of vehicles and the dangers of taking the law into your own hands.
So we've seen some crazy Cybertruck mods, but this one takes the cake. Someone converted a Cybertruck into a dually. Six wheels on this beast. What are your thoughts?
It's certainly eye-catching, and the added stability and towing capacity are undeniable benefits. But the range hit is a major concern. Dualies are known for their practicality, not efficiency.
Exactly. The Cybertruck's range is already a point of contention, and adding more wheels and tires increases rolling resistance and drag. It's like strapping lead weights to a marathon runner.
The mod shop, Reds Miami, hasn't released range figures, which is telling. They're showcasing it at SEMA, so maybe we'll get some answers soon. But I'm skeptical. It defeats the purpose of an electric truck if you're constantly worried about running out of juice, especially for towing.
It's a classic form over function scenario. It looks cool, but at what cost? It reminds me of those giant lifted trucks with chrome rims that can barely clear a speed bump. Style over substance.
Precisely. If you're prioritizing aesthetics over practicality, then sure, go for it. But for everyday use, especially for those who need the utility of a truck, this mod seems counterproductive.
So Tesla quietly bumped the range of the Model Y long-range dual motor and the Model 3 long-range dual motor. The Y went from 308 to 311 miles, and the 3, with 19-inch wheels, jumped from 305 to 316 miles.
A modest increase, but interesting nonetheless. For the Model Y, it's a mere 1% improvement. It could be anything from minor efficiency tweaks to a battery chemistry adjustment. Perhaps they're testing some Juniper refresh elements early?
Possibly. But the Model 3's jump is more significant, especially since it's specific to the 19-inch wheel configuration. That suggests it might be related to EPA testing procedures rather than a hardware change.
It's all speculation at this point. Tesla is notoriously tight-lipped about these things, but these small range increases add up over time and can make a difference in real-world driving, especially on longer trips.
Agreed. Every extra mile counts when it comes to range anxiety, even if it's just a few. Tesla's building another Oasis-style supercharger, this time in Coalinga, California. It's about 50 miles north of the original Project Oasis, also along Interstate 5. This new station will have 168 stalls, just like the first Oasis, but with a smaller microgrid.
So, mini Oasis, not because of fewer chargers, but because of the smaller solar and battery setup. The original Oasis boasts 11 megawatts of solar and 39 megawatt hours of storage. Coalinga's version has under 1 megawatt of solar and 15.5 megawatt hours of storage. It seems Tesla is favoring grid reliance here, with the microgrid as a supplement.
Exactly. It's a different approach. While the original Oasis is designed to operate primarily off-grid, Coalinga's station will lean on the grid, but Tesla could always expand the solar and storage capacity later. It's a modular design, allowing for future upgrades. Plus, this new station will have restrooms, a welcome addition for travelers.
This mini Oasis strategy could be a more cost-effective way to roll out these enhanced supercharger stations. By relying more on the grid initially, they can reduce upfront investment and expand the microgrid as needed, perhaps even tying it into local renewable energy sources down the line.
It's a smart move. This allows them to deploy more stations faster and scale up the microgrid components as battery technology and cost efficiencies improve. It's a pragmatic approach to achieving their long-term goal of a solar-powered supercharger network. This is Tesla Daily. We'll see you tomorrow.